Order.
An unusually early start for MPs on the Health Select Committee, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The first round of 1,800 oral submissions due to be heard on former Labour MP Marion Street's petition calling for an inquiry into public attitudes towards euthanasia began at 8 a.m. when the Health Committee heard from Matt Vickers, widower of Lucretia Seals, whose bid for the right to use medically assisted dying reached the High Court in 2015 before her death from a brain tumour later that year.
Lucretia valued her life very much. She did not want to die, much as she didn't want to be ill, and she didn't want to have the brain cancer that she had. But there were things she could change and things she couldn't. And she felt it was right for her to be able to choose the circumstances of her death, and that was something that she felt she had the power to challenge and possibly change. I will impress upon you that assisted dying legislation is not a threat, but an opportunity.
Matt Vickers told MPs that the High Court judge who presided over his late wife's case had said it was a matter for Parliament, not the courts.
When the judge found that the precious request was a reasonable and intellectually rigorous response to her circumstances, why is the law structured to deny her a choice about how she would die? Why do we prohibit assisted dying? Why do we accept that the laws, as they are, force people to suffer against their wishes?
Matt Vickers. Later, the committee heard a submission against medically assisted dying from the chairwoman of the Australian and New Zealand Society of Palliative Medicine, Amanda Landers, who rejected criticisms of the effectiveness of end-of-life care. Ms. Landers faced questions from committee members, including Green MP Kevin Haig.
You indicated near the beginning of your submission that palliative care was, amongst other things, about choices. I haven't read in your submission or heard from you today any argument as to why the choice to end one's life and to have assistance in doing so should be denied.
That's the issue that worries me, that they are led to choosing something without having full knowledge of what their choices are.
Ms. Landers said in her job, a lot of clients ask her about euthanasia.
When they say that to me, I say, no, you are so brave bringing that up. Why? Why do you want that? And we dig down and we dig down. And at the moment, we have to keep digging because the choice is to keep digging. And almost everybody changes their mind, in my experience.
Australian and New Zealand Society of Palliative Medicine Chairwoman Amanda Landers speaking to the Health Committee.
Rhys Lyon there, reporting on the first round of oral submissions on Marianne Street's petition, signed by nearly 9,000 people, calling on the House to investigate public attitudes to assisted dying. The Health Committee's hearing ended just before the lights came on in the debating chamber at 9 for a debate on the committee stage of the bill bringing in plain packaging of cigarettes and tobacco, supported by all parties except New Zealand First and ACT. That debate ended just before 11:30 a.m. to allow MPs to attend a state luncheon in honour of the retiring Governor-General Sir Jerry Mataparai. With MPs returning from lunch a little later than usual, question time featured a vigorous exchange on the merits of learning off a laptop, as proposed in the Education Update Amendment Bill, introduced on Tuesday by Education Minister Hekia Parata.
It is the biggest update to education in 27 years and will provide flexibility for parents and whānau and put children and young people at the centre of learning. One of the proposals, Mr Speaker, was the establishment of communities of online learning, which will enable online learning in whole or in part as a supplement to classroom learning or a complement to what their schools offer.
Among questions for Mrs. Parata was this one from her Labour shadow, Chris Hipkins.
Is she seriously suggesting that a primary school child sitting at home in their bedroom in front of a laptop or a tablet is going to get an education at least as good as a child sitting in a classroom surrounded by their peers and with a fully trained and qualified teacher guiding their learning?
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
Mr Speaker, unlike the opposition, I don't propose to prescribe for every child in this country or hypothetically, no I don't, and that's why the bill is full of enabling provisions, because we actually trust New Zealanders to make choices for themselves rather than have them prescribed to them by all-knowing other people.
Education Minister Hikia Parata. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.